The Takeaway team is in Miami with our partner station WLRN in South Florida. They're working on finding some new ways to connect journalists with new sources, new voices out of their own local communities. Takeaway digital editor Jim Colgan is in Florida. Good morning.
Morning, Celeste.
What are you doing there?
Well, we're here with our friends in Miami and South Florida, and we're devoting 2 days to experiment with new ways that we can better interact with the people that the mainstream media generally doesn't reach. And a lot of the time, that's not always with the web. It's not with, you know, what we see as interaction in media. A lot of time it's with mobile phones and texting, you know, which we do on the show as well.
A lot of people have them and they have them with them all the time.
Exactly, and they use them all the time, whereas they may or may not use computers. So what we're doing here is we picked a neighborhood that fits that bill, that is a community that uses more mobile phones than community. It's Little Haiti. It's obviously a predominantly Haitian community. And we're using what's called design thinking to go into the neighborhood and observe people in their own environment.
Observing
just to look
people
at
in their natural environment in South Florida. That's what Jim Colgan, our digital editor, is doing. You can actually read a whole blog post about this whole initiative at thetakeaway.org.
The issue for the Takeaway in South Florida, we are down there testing out some very interesting technology. Journalists need to know the communities they cover. What can technological tools do to help with that? Jim Colgan, our digital editor, is down in South Florida testing the waters of some new approaches to journalism. Jim, what do you got?
That's right, John. We have a great group of journalists here from WLRN and the Miami Herald newspaper, and they're all helping us spend time with some experiment with some text messaging projects, and we're focusing in the Little Haiti neighborhood. And one of the things we did yesterday, we just spent the whole time trying to observe needs so that we can come up with ideas. And so all these journalists just got a chance to really sort of engage with the community in a way that they wouldn't do on the day-to-day grind of a newspaper. And I have one of those journalists here, Nadej Charles, who covers the Haitian community here for the Miami Herald. And she can tell you herself just how this has benefited someone like her.
Yesterday was a great source-building exercise. I mean, it's very rare that you get 5 hours to just walk around the neighborhood that you cover to listen to the issues and some of the concerns of the community members without having a story angle or a story idea. And so the ideas that we're able to get and some of the feedback that we got, I mean, varied from immigration to road construction to jobs. I mean, it was just all over the place. And it was really an eye-opening experience to hear the voice of the community without having a preconceived notion on what you were going in there to hear.
So it sounds to me, Nadej, it's less about the technology and much more about the commitment to really spending time with people and developing those sources.
Definitely.
And you got some new addresses in your Rolodex, or at least on your own mobile phone?
I have plenty of business cards.
All right.
And it's just
great.
Something that journalists can't do, but now we are. So.
Well, it's part of a summit, and we're down all week long at the WLRN in South Florida and with the Miami Herald newspaper to sort of test out and pilot all kinds of mobile technology, source developing. Jim Colgan, thanks so much. There's a blog post about all of this at thetakeaway.org where you can always tell us what you think. And don't forget, you can text us your comments. Text the word TAKE to 69866. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.